We're holding Parshas Nitzavim, and this a remez that's brought a medrash I saw from the Arvei Nachal, that the Torah uses a Lashon Nitzavim in other places, Lashon Hisyatzvu, and that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim, it's a remez to Rosh Hashanah, you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We just like to give a small hesber. What's the kesher of standing, Nitzavim? Nitzavim, what does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? We'd like to also maybe be makdim. What can we do to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, to prepare for Yom Hadin? We'd like to say a nekuda. We're going to leave alone tshuva. We always have to do tshuva. Another nekuda, how are we supposed to be nichnas liyamadin? How are we supposed to go to shul, go to yeshiva, and daven? I'd like to be makdim with a moshel. You have a fellow, very, very gifted, he works for a very, very large firm. He manages a very, very small branch of this international firm business, and very hard to be motivated when you have such a job without too many challenges, the fact that he's gifted. And he puts a bakosha, a request, he'd like to meet the CEO. Is it shaykh to maybe a promotion, maybe he could work somewhere else? And of course it takes a long, long time till he meets with him. Meanwhile, he's working with all his cheshbonos and how he's going to say everything. Comes the awaited day, he sits in the office and he starts to darshan. He says, you know that you made this very big change in the company, and you had a think tank, and they worked on it for so long, and I know that you were personally involved. But like one day when I was walking to shul, I thought, really, if you just change this, you know, change one little prat, and everything could be so much better. It wasn't exactly noisechein in the eyes of the boss. Okay. And then he comes with his list of tainas about how he doesn't, not treating his workers the way that they deserve, the working conditions, and he sees that's not going too well either. Finally, he lets out his what he's really holding inside, that he would like a promotion, and the boss says, you know, listen, let me see, like, you really come on time each day, how many hours you check in. He presses the computer, and there's a lot lacking over there. The boss looks at him, he says, Herzu, the first nekuda, when you tell me suggestions how the business could be run better, and you know that we spent a lot of effort in trying to improve, and as you were walking one day, you decided, oh, you figured out a better way. I think you're just too overqualified for us. You know better. I don't see you as a worker. And continuing with the negativity that you give off with your tainus, nobody wants a worker that gives off bad vibes. It's not good for the company. Not good for a moysid. You don't want somebody, no matter how gifted he is, but you don't want somebody that brings about a negative aura in the workplace. And now you're coming for a promotion when you don't come on time. Now, what are we trying to bring out over here? Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. And we've learned from so much, we've heard so many shmuzin and from our Rabbeim about the pachad of the Yom HaDin. But how do we come to the Eibishter on this Yom HaDin. We have a list of things that, boy, it was a rough year. This didn't go well. That didn't go well. We come in with Eitz as how things should be better for us. Kilu, we're coming to the Ribbono Shel, and we're telling him, you know, if you would do this, things would be so much different. And only if you could have, you know, we have questions. It's true. We have questions. Maybe we aren't supposed to have questions. But we're supposed to know the Eibishter knows better than us. Not that we know better than the Eibishter. We come in with tainas, with negativity. Of course we know it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we're negative. The Eibishter is the boss. We come in kilu magialanu, that we want a promotion. And the Eibishter says, are you roi lekach? Are you deserving? What would have been if this worker would have come to the boss and say, you know, you have a great, great business. I feel I'm just not challenged enough. And I think maybe because of that, I'm not working as I could. I want to give to the business. The boss looks and says, you know, we're on the same team. I'll worry about you. When you come with tinnitus, when you come that you're smarter, when you don't produce, you don't have a chance. How are we coming to the Eibishter? We're coming to the Eibishter with tinnitus, chas v'sholem. We're coming to the Eibishter that we know better. We're coming to the Eibishter as sekuntons. This is how we're makdim the Yom HaDin v'slichas. Kedalim uchirashim dofaknu glasecho. We're coming that we know we're not deserving. We try, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus to serve the Eibishter of our kedalim. We need your chesed, Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, the Chazaras Hashatz is full of piyutim, tefillas of the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say v'chol ma'aminim. We say v'chol ma'aminim. Shu toiv lakoil. Yotzim babotin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our creator. HaKol yochol v'chol yachad. He's able to do everything. We say, we bring out the milas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sisro yosher. Hatzosei emuna. He's a nemon. Zoicher tsurim. Tuvoi la'ad. What are we coming to do? There's a chazal that we say, chosen doim l'melech. We hear it by every Sheva Brochus. Why is a chosen doim l'melech? Shaykh is a chosen hefta melech. Ma melech mekalsin oisoi. A melech we give praise to. So we give also, we say the milas of the chosin. What is this inyan of giving kilos to a melech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our kilos. Vavisasil, it says as Eitake. But what's the I think there's the oimek over here. Giving kilos, giving shvach to the melech, is all a chelek of being mekabel the melech as a melech. When we talk about being mamlech, the Ribbono Shel Olam and Rosh Hashanah, what are we coming to do? It's kiyas shofar, that's the kiyas. It's taking an apple with honey. That's the hamlocha. The hamlocha is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the melech and he knows what he's doing. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the melech hakol yochol v'cholam yachad. He has all the cheshbonos. And if that's the case, even though I may be very, very intelligent, but it's not my place to tell the Eibishter, you know, it might be a little better if I do this, it might be a little better if you would just change this. And I walk around saying, why didn't the Eibishter do this? It's the opposite of being mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is our avodah. Come in to Rosh Hashanah. Always do tshuva for sure. But learn the machzer. Learn the shvachim that they were giving the Eibishter. That the Eibishter is toiv. That the Eibishter knows who I am. He's boichin kloyos. And the cheshbonis that he's making is yosher. Before we come with our lists, before we come with our bakoshes, first be mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then, it's a whole different story. Then we could come and say, Eibishter, I know you're the melech. Help me that I can be a better servant to you. Help me that I should be able to do what you, to be Mekayim the Tafkid that you gave me. That's a different Rosh Hashanah than coming with lists. Maybe we're saying now a Moshel. Why is it that we get stuck always looking at our, at looking what we're missing, at our tzoris? It's because you know who you're standing in front of? You're standing in front of what you think that you're supposed to be getting. You're standing in front of all your chesroinus. You know, you're just too preoccupied with them. You're focusing. If I'd only have this, I'd only have that. The Eibishter gives us a special day where we're nitzovim. We stand in front of the Eibishter. This is an opportunity for us to gain clarity. All what stares, all this katnus de moichin, think of it, running after narishkeiten, or unfortunately, I don't like using the word, but a lot of self-pity is supposed to be moved to the side when we're nitzovim lifnei Hashem, when we're holding by tkiya shofar, and we suddenly see, what are we here for? We're here not to serve ourselves, we're here to be mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam. Atem nitzovim hayoim, aksivu chesima tzeva gebenchte yor.